Dr. Anton Janse van Rensburg, for those who don't know him, is a practicing medical doctor from Pretoria with 25 years of experience as an integrative practitioner. Besides his MBCHB degree, he has a master's degree in applied human nutrition and is a trained metal toxicologist. Dr. Anton has a passion for teaching and, besides having authored and co-authored two books, presents on a variety of platforms, including continuing professional development courses in the fields of the microbiome and the application of medicinal plants and noble metals. Dr. Anton is joining me in studio this afternoon. How are you doing today, Doc?
No, I'm doing great, Pinky. Thank you for having me, and good afternoon to your listeners.
Yeah. So we are already in our fifth week of talking about the diseases of winter. I know we start the show this way every single time because I don't want to have any of our listeners missing out. So can you please give us a quick recap of what we've discussed thus far?
Okay, Pinky, 4 weeks of recap in 40 seconds. Okay, well, try not to be too fast. So we spoke about the three pillars that I have to help my patients prevent colds and flu and also to treat their colds and flu. Pillar one, special disease-fighting substances. Pillar two, life-saving nutrition. And then pillar three, immune boosting habits. And in week one, we spoke about how your nose is the place where infection starts. We have new research that shows us that the drop in temperature in your nose drops the immune ability of the nose. And that's where I tell my patients to use silver atoms. So they spray their noses on a daily basis in winter. Some of them just do it the whole year around. It's safe, with a silver or colloidal silver spray, preferably from a factory, produced in a factory that's pharmacy registered. Okay, pharmacy council registered. So you must do your own phoning around. You can drink 20 milliliters per day of the silver as well. And if you should fall ill, you can nebulize 5 milliliters of this silver 3 times a day. Then the week later, we spoke about sunshine, how God shines on us, his goodness, but the sun is a wonderful way to also look at it, because the sun helps us to stay healthy, makes many nutrients in our body. It makes vitamin D and melatonin and serotonin. All those compounds help us to have a stronger immune system. People with high vitamin D levels got through COVID better. Fact, proven. Then we spoke about hydration, how 300 milliliters per 10 kilograms body weight is what you should get more or less per day, and how hydration has a profound effect on the immune system. We also spoke about bovine or cow's milk, bovine dairy, and how there are many people who actually respond badly to the 10 allergens in bovine dairy, making them more susceptible to infection. Then in week four, we spoke about intermittent fasting. You must maybe go and get that program to go and listen to. It was a program that was filled with tons and tons of information, but yes, how doing a 16-8 fast or stopping eating at 7 at night and having breakfast the following morning at 11 actually enhances your immune system and makes it easier to fight infection. Still, I just want to drop this in here. I was very deliberate in jumping between the pillars to do all the things that are going to cost you nearly nothing first. Sure. So far, Pinky, you'll admit, we're in week five, and So far, you can do all of this for free or just for a small amount of money. And then after fasting, we spoke about carbohydrates, how refined carbohydrates is a problem and how you should limit the amount of carbohydrates that you eat on a daily basis, because that will affect your immune system. So now we're in week five and we are going to speak about bacteria.
Oh, I'm excited. I have to ask, though, because this is part of my curiosity week in and week out, which components of the three pillars are we dealing with today?
Yeah, so bacteria, really, it's going to be a split of the components. It's really life-saving nutrition, and it's a disease-fighting substance, really. And you probably could say it's a habit as well. So it's one of those that just, it's everywhere.
Sure.
But it's bacteria.
I find the statement regarding bacteria so counterintuitive. Surely bacteria are what we are fighting here?
Yeah, I know. You know, people, when they hear bacteria, they're like, oh, the enemy.
Exactly.
You know, when you watch what's all these adverts on television that talk about, you know, you must buy this soap and this soap is antibacterial and this thing is antibacterial. Okay, so you know, Pinky, I just love studying the human body. I'm always, I wake up in the morning and I'm so grateful that I can do the job that I do, that I can study human health, the human body, because the more I do it, the more I'm astounded at how God put it all together with a plan. From putting silver as a mineral in the ground, that people thought, oh, I'll make a nice necklace, but lo and behold, it's actually more of a medicine than what it is as a necklace.
Mind-blowing.
Yeah. And to the point of sunshine and hydration, all these things. But when it comes to bacteria, it's just, man, it takes it to a new level. And what people don't understand is that you are about 37 trillion cells. When you look at a human, there's 37 trillion cells. But when you look at a human, what you don't see is that there's 300 trillion bacteria.
Sure.
So you're slightly outnumbered. So when I look, at the average human, I actually looking at more bacteria than what I am.
I'm just like, this is not encouraging.
There's a
at
lump
all.
Of bacteria there. But God intended it like this. This is something we call the microbiome. All the bacteria that God put on our skins on the outside and inside of us to help us live a healthier life. And they've now identified the virome, which is viruses. They've identified the microbiome, funguses that are inside you that you need.
Sure.
Viruses, believe it or not, that you need. And it's completely mind-blowing how all of this puts together. But the point here is the bacteria, if we're going to focus today on bacteria, if you have a healthy microbiome, if your intestine is full of healthy bacteria, they are going to boost your immune system. And I mentioned this in week 4, the same immune cells that you have under your chin. You know, when you get a sore throat, you get these swollen glands. People say, my glands are swollen. Sometimes you can see them. Most of those glands are in the lining of your intestine. Actually, 80% of your glands are in the lining of the intestine, which makes the intestine the focus of your immune system. You should start winter looking at yourself in the mirror and say, what will I do for my intestine today? Because I mean, this literally is how you should be doing. And besides the immune function, those bacteria are making amino acids and they're producing B vitamins and they're producing vitamin K. They're helping you with digestion. They're making anti-cancer compounds like butyric acid. They're making your inflammation and pain less. They fight bad bacteria in the intestine. So bacteria really is a very, very important component of what we need to talk about.
Curiouser and curiouser, Dr. Anton. But how will something in your intestine affect something happening in your nose?
Now, that is a bit of a stretch, eh?
Yeah.
Intestine
to
nose.
No, you know, this connection does not sound right.
It's more than 30 centimeters. So, yes. So, the bacteria in your intestine is going to affect how your mucosa inside your sinuses and your nose handle infection. And this is how, and we'll just do literally high level, we'll go through this. Firstly, you will strengthen or have a strengthened gut lining. Okay, this is very important because it's in that gut lining where your body prevents toxins from coming into your body. Many people have got a completely disturbed gut lining. So remember now, when you eat food, it has to be digested properly. And then your body has to protect you that only the food goes through and not the byproducts of the digestion. Now, many people are walking around with those byproducts in their bloodstream and it's bad for them, bad for their immune system. Now, part of that barrier is to trap then infections that could come via the intestine. Then your intestine, because you've got so many immune cells in the lining of the intestine, this is where preparation happens for immunity. So you have things called regulatory T cells and dendritic cells, and there's a whole complicated process how all of these things work together to help you fight infection. Then I mentioned butyric acid. Butyric acid that the bacteria produce are against cancer, but they do so much more.
Sure.
They help with inflammation and they help with the production of the chemicals that deal with immunity. All right, the cytokines. And then they have an effect on T cells to help them deal with infection together with macrophages. These are no fancy words, but it's all white blood cells that function better when they are there. Then they speak to cells in your intestine that modulate systemic immunity. And your immune system basically undergoes training because you have good bacteria in your intestine. So they're like part of your team. They're your rah-rah team in your intestine. And all this complexity is happening without people even knowing about it.
Sure.
And I think we should know about it. We don't have to now obviously know all the fancy names and know all the complexities, but know that you should have a focus on your intestine so that when you eat something, so when you now start eating the cake, maybe just take a slightly smaller amount of cake. So that tomorrow your immune cells or your bacteria are not so disrupted that it affects your immunity and your energy levels and how you feel and your mood, etc., etc., etc.
Sure, Dr. Anton, it sounds like it's a whole other world going on right inside of
absolutely.
Me. Absolutely. Unbelievable. But I can see why you're so excited and passionate about this stuff. I'm listening to you and I'm like, no way. All the time. But anyways, what are all the different ways that we can boost our own bacteria and thus ensure a healthy immune system, as you've described?
Okay, yeah. So, I mean, I guess that's the crux question. I mean, people are now listening to us and they're saying, tell us now.
Yes.
We want to know. I think the first thing that you can do without, you know, doing anything really is that you just stop hurting your bacteria. Be kind to your bacteria.
Yeah.
And the way to do that is that you just lower the amount of sugar and food additives and processed food that you're eating. So have less cake, have less cold drink that's high in sugar. So we spoke about carbohydrates and it keeps on coming up. You can start doing intermittent fasting and you're gonna help your bacteria. You can eat more low carbohydrate vegetables and you are going to help your bacteria in your intestine. Then be cognizant of the fact that pesticides is on food to kill bacteria. So you can't just eat any food. Connect a little bit better with your food and maybe ask the greengrocer or the person that you buy your veggies from, you know, did they at least, you know, spray the crops more than 25 days before they harvested it? Is there some form of guarantee that the pesticides are out of the plant's system?
Sure.
Then there are other things. Not to drink too much alcohol. Not to smoke. These things kill bacteria.
Sure.
Low vitamin D has an effect on your bacteria. So remember we spoke about sunlight, Pinky?
Week 2.
Oh, thank you. You even remember the weeks.
Listen,
well done.
I'm attentive, Doc.
So these are the things that you can do to boost your bacteria. But then the more direct ways to do this is to ferment something in your kitchen. One of the products that South Africans know so well is amazi.
Yes.
Afrikaanse mense, maas. Then there's something called umkomboti. That's a product that's also fermented. It gives you lactobacilli. It's a fermented product. If you take that from a very young age and you can maintain that throughout your life, the chances are that you will live longer because of the bacteria that you're constantly putting into your body. Mahu. I grew up with mahu.
Me too.
But not store-bought stuff. I'm not talking the sugary.
Not the yellow.
I'm talking black pot, freshly brewed.
Wow.
That I can taste it. As I'm saying it now, and it's good.
Sure.
And then there's something called sauerkraut. You can go on the internet and you can get a sauerkraut fermentation recipe. And you know what? If you don't want to ferment something, it's fine. But then get yourself a good probiotic. Once again, phone the number on the product. Engage with the manufacturer. There must at least be 4 billion live cultures in that capsule to get a good product. But engage with the people that are making the product.
Wow, Dr. Anton, I am starting to really love these Wednesdays. I think we should just run this throughout the year. Summer, winter, spring, you name it. I'm pretty sure you'll have something that you want to come talk to us about. But thank you so much for being so intentional about informing us. As you well know, misinformation is a big thing in our culture and communities. So it's really great to get to have someone who knows so much coming and engaging with our listeners. Friends, if you would like to find out more about Dr. Anton, remember what he said, engage, engage, engage. You can visit his website at www.dranton.co.za. You're also welcome to send us questions if there's anything about our discussion that has stood out for you or that you'd like to comment on. 071-364-0376. You can just say Dr. Anton Chats as your reference. Dr. Anton, it's always such a pleasure to host you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Pinky.